Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app, you have the John and Ken on demand podcast, so you can listen to what you missed.
Yeah, and please use that app to connect to our Moist line, which is coming back this hour on Friday, just 2 days away. Collecting calls, use the app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We will have the third of special stories that ran just in the last day or two in the El Segundo Times about you, the racist. We've already covered birds. Mm-hmm. We've already covered your Ring doorbell camera. Mm-hmm. This hour, I'm afraid America is driving black people out of the country. They're leaving because of our racism.
At least one woman.
At least one woman. And there's a key sentence in this story that's just fantastic, although they buried it halfway through, that I will lead off talking about when we do this story in about 30 minutes. And we are familiar with this reporter. In fact, this reporter interviewed us years ago. Do you remember her, John?
Oh, Kate Linthicum.
Yeah, she interviewed us.
Yeah,
she called her a big idiot.
I did?
I think you did, yes.
I think
she interviewed us. Well, you go ahead.
I remember her writing a decent piece on us.
I remember her interviewing us when, remember the protests?
Occupy.
Occupy, I believe. Yes. She came there and she asked some pretty ridiculous questions. You just stared at her.
Maybe.
You might be right. Maybe there was a positive article I've forgotten about, but that's the last time I remember running into her.
That's
12 years ago.
That's the time. What?
Oh, you thought the article was good. Okay.
That's just my gut feeling. I just remember not being offended by the article.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should go back and read it.
It's a lot of history. We begin this hour by talking once again to Eric Saadal. He's with the Association of Deputy District Attorneys, the Collective Bargaining Unit, representing over 800 deputy DAs working for the County of Los Angeles. He is also, most recently, a candidate to replace George Gascon as LA County DA.
All right, let's get Eric Saadal on. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. This week, you have spotlighted that George Gascon had a very important endorsement from the Democratic Socialists of America. This is a political anarchist-style group that has three of its endorsed candidates on the city council, and also the city controller. And why don't you talk about, first of all, for people, we talk about these this crowd all the time, but why don't you explain to people listening who aren't familiar, what is the Democratic Socialist, let me see if I get that name right.
The DSA.
Democratic Socialist
of America. Socialist of America.
Right. Okay.
And they have an LA chapter, I guess.
What are they about?
Right. So, yeah, they have an LA chapter. They are prison abolitionists. They do not believe in our prison system. That's one of the reasons why they endorse George Gascón. They also are Hamas sympathizers. They applauded Hamas's attack on Israel, where Hamas murdered, butchered, raped, kidnapped innocent Israeli citizens. And I would have expected the District Attorney of Los Angeles County to basically disavow this group that is promoting violence and terrorism and a crime against humanity. And instead, he stayed silent. Now, many of your listeners may be thinking, well, that's fair. He's only the DA of LA County. He shouldn't be talking about them so much. But the problem is that George Gascón has talked about almost every single international event and opined on every single international domestic event in the past 3 years, with the exception of this one attack. He has remained 100% silent. And my view is he's staying silent because he knows and he doesn't want to alienate his allies. He knows that DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, are 100% behind Hamas, and he refuses to disavow them. He refuses to distance himself from them, and that's why he hasn't said boo about what is happening in Israel.
Now, just to be clear, the Democratic Socialists of America and the LA chapter, they've actually put out statements supporting Hamas's attack on Israel?
The LA chapter and almost every chapter around the country, including New York, not only have they put statements out supporting Hamas's attack on Israel, not only do they say that they're standing in solidarity with Hamas, but they've actually organized rallies in support of Hamas over the past couple of days. And so for him, someone who is supposed to be a protector of public safety, you would expect that he would say, I'm not going to go in with this neo-Nazi group that is supporting a group that is trying to commit a genocide against the Jewish people in Israel.
And you think with this upcoming primary and lots of candidates, he doesn't want to alienate a big supporting group?
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, there are no two sides of this argument, okay? This is not something up for debate. Going over to a sovereign country and massacring innocent civilians that have nothing to do with the political or military system is just plain wrong, right? Like you don't get to behead children. You don't get to behead babies. There's nothing morally sound with that. Once you do that, you are in a different category. And there's no two sides to this argument. There's only the side of right and the side of evil. And unfortunately, we have a DA now who will not go in and use his moral authority as the chief prosecutor of LA County to actually say that.
I think you make a good point that he hasn't said anything publicly about the whole situation there. And as you put out, your organization put out in the press release, he's talked about everything, including Armenia, Azerbaijan, Ukraine, Supreme Court decisions, but he has not put out any statements or comments on the slaughter by Hamas, huh?
No, just so we're clear, because when I announced that I was running, I had to resign my position as the vice president. So I'm speaking as a candidate, a deputy district attorney, and a native Angeleno who actually believes that this is, you know, this is just plain wrong. You're doing this for political purposes. You know, he's only taking the side or being silent because this is a political ally of his. And we should be disgusted by this type of action.
And to be clear, the board of the Association of Deputy DAs put out a statement concerning Gascon not saying anything about what happened between the Hamas and Israel, but they did not put out a statement about the Democratic Socialists. That's your personal position on this, right, Eric?
Exactly. So their position, and I agree with it 100%, is look, you George Gascon, have spoken about every single international event in the past 3 years, but you're not speaking out on this issue, and this should be extremely offensive to us that care about, you know, civilization, right? Like, this is such an evil act. But my position is more, you should be also disavowing yourself from your political allies, the DSA, who are Hamas's cheerleaders here in the United States.
I have the statement that they put on social media. DSA is steadfast in expressing our solidarity with Palestine. Today's events are the direct result of Israel's apartheid regime, a regime that receives billions in funding from the United States. End the violence, end the occupation, free Palestine. We cannot forget that the Israeli state has systematically denied Palestinians the right to self-determination. For decades, this was not unprovoked. And they go on from there. It's a longer statement, but that's the main part of their message. And considering that they want to abolish the prison system and they're anti-police, it's not surprising Gascon embraces their endorsement and their money.
Right. I mean, this is a natural ally of his, but at some point, your humanity should take over, and you should think, you know what, maybe this isn't worth those votes. Maybe this is worth that support. If this is an organization that is actively supporting the, you know, genocidal tactics of Hamas.
Let me ask you something, and you might not know the answer to this, but there's three city council members, Nithia Raman, Hugo Soto Martinez, and Ulysses Hernandez, and the city controller, Kenneth Mejia. They're all supported by the Democratic Socialists of America. How many citizens in L.A. City support these groups and believe in their politics, that so many of their candidates are in high office here?
It's a very fringe group, but it is a very loud and organized fringe group. So, you know, I can't give you their numbers, but I don't think that they represent the majority of Angelenos. I don't think they represent the majority of Angelenos of any particular district. And I certainly don't think that the majority of Angelenos support DSA's support for Hamas and its criminal activity and its terrorist activity.
All right, Eric, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. You want to find out more about his campaign? It's eric4da.com. Eric Sadal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
L.A. County Deputy D.A. Eric Sadal running for Gascon's job. Chance for Money is coming up next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after 3:30, the third of the fabulous El Segundo Times story about you and racism. And this is the Blaxit, B-L-A-X-I-T. What? Black people leaving this country because of racism. They found at least one woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a couple of other people, but they spotlighted a woman who's in Costa Rica. Anyway, we'll talk about this after the news. It's a classic. They're all good after 3:30. You know, I did talk about the Democratic Socialists of America, and you read that statement they put out about the Hamas attack. And I see it was very carefully worded.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. And we just support the Palestinian people. And there were demonstrations. There were. I saw them. To the streets. Did you see one of the big Democratic Socialists, though, Occasional Cortex, didn't like that demonstration in New York. She thought that was insensitive, horrible. She wanted to denounce it.
It took her a little while to do it.
Yeah, it did. It was another day.
I wonder what kind of blowback she was getting. Even that worthless spokeshole for Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre.
Pierre, yeah.
What did she do? She said that the opinions of all those socialist lunatic Democrats in Congress, like AOC. What are the other ones?
Oh, Tlaib and
Rashida Tlaib.
Tlaib, right.
Cori Bush, and there's another one in there.
They gave them a name years ago. That group,
the Squad. Right, the Squad, and they were all gave varying degrees of support to Palestine and Hamas and all that. And she said, "This is repugnant and disgraceful." So this is a Biden administration completely severing any connection.
Oh, because polling probably showed you better do that.
Yeah, this is you stepped on the third rail here.
Once
they found those beheaded babies,
you can support the Palestinian people, but don't support Hamas.
No.
That's where the line is. It's pretty simple.
We've got a crowd like that in city council in Los Angeles. They're all Democratic.
Although they held a news conference yesterday expressing support for Israel, right? We talked about that earlier. At least some of them did. So the council did. So
how many of them?
I didn't see how many members were there. I know Paul Krikorian was there. That's the only name I remember.
I want to know about these three.
Oh, the DSA people?
Nithya Raman. I mean, we've had enough of her.
Soto Martinez, right, and Ulysses Hernandez.
Yeah, because they've helped create L.A. And make it even larger sewer because they don't want to clean up all the drug addicts and mental patients and the vagrants that are ruining all the normal neighborhoods.
Yes, exactly.
So, wouldn't surprise me if they were big Hamas supporters too.
All right. When we return, this is a classic. Each hour on the show today, we're spotlighting a story in the El Segundo Times, just in the last day or two, columns that deal with racism in America. Mm-hmm. We've already covered bird watching, or birds.
That's right.
The neighborhoods with the more diverse birds are apparently.
Birds? Bird species are not evenly distributed among the racial neighborhoods we discovered.
And then last hour, we talked about the Ring doorbell camera.
Yeah.
Also, ties to racism. Now, well, it's the whole country. Apparently, there is a Blaxit going on. Black people are leaving America because of our horrible racism. We'll talk about this column.
Coming up, Johnny Ken Show, KFI.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. That's the podcast. It's the same show. Whatever you missed, you get to pick it up on the podcast app.
Every hour, we're spotlighting special columns in the El Segundo Times this week about racism and you. We already did the bird story. Mm-hmm. You don't know what that is? Go back and listen to the podcast the first hour. The second hour, it was your Ring doorbell camera.
Yeah.
Well, the third hour here, it's all of us. America does not deserve me. Why black people are leaving the United States? It is being dubbed the Blaxit. B-L-A-X-I-T, black and exit. No. Do you remember after Trump won, all the people that were going to leave?
Yeah, how many actually did?
I don't know. Did anybody ever follow up that story to see how many people left the country and then came back maybe because he lost in 2020?
That's such overblown steaming horse manure too. Because I remember going back to George Bush, left-wing people are, oh, I'm going to leave the country. No, you're not.
No, I do remember. That's right.
And George Bush was. Everybody's still waiting for Barbara Streisand to leave the country. That hasn't happened yet. 20 years she's leaving the country. Every time
still
her
in Malibu or somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because Hillary Clinton doesn't win an election. It's like, I'm leaving the country. It's like, all right, go.
Well, reporter Kate Lithicum did find some black people who left the United States because they're fed up. She starts with a filmmaker named Jamila Noureddin, who said she's the one that actually gave her the quote, America does not deserve me. She's always tried to work twice as hard as those around her, thinking if I'm smart enough, pretty enough, successful enough, then finally people treat me as a human being. She grieved as another unarmed black man is killed by police. Okay. And from there, she decided that she's fed up with trying to prove herself to society because it was never really going to love her back. So she packed her bags and left, and she's in Costa Rica.
Do you detect, can you comprehend the narcissism?
Well, let me read this part. She now spends her days working for U.S. clients from chic cafes leading healing ceremonies at a local waterfall. Okay, so.
And trying to figure out who she is exactly.
Outside of an American context.
She's 39?
Quote, it's like leaving an abusive relationship.
No, who abused
I don't
her?
See anything in this story, though, about the horrible racism she personally encountered. It was more about, you know, the stories involving cops and black citizens.
Which statistically are very rare. You know, it's funny. The LA Times always likes to shove fake statistics to prove their ridiculous points, like the racist bird watching story.
Look at the paragraph that says there are no official statistics on how many people have left the country.
Right, because nobody keeps track of those things.
Academics say it may be one of the most significant immigrations of African Americans since the first half of last century.
How would they know?
When black artists decamped to Europe. Well, I missed that story.
How would they know that? People just make stuff up now.
Oh, but because they're academics, it's true.
There is zero evidence of this.
One thing I noticed in this story, which, you know, there's a reference sort of to it later on. A lot of the people also she interviewed, black Americans who left, are in Mexico. Well,
why?
Let's talk about Mexico.
That's not where you want to go.
And who am I thinking of? Oh, Nuri Martinez and her comment about Oaxacans, right?
Yes.
Which many people said was a horrible racist thing to say. You know, calling them ugly people because they were darker colored, different looking. Right. There's racism everywhere, folks.
Well, they know in Mexico, it is very well known. In fact, the El Segundo Times has covered it, that the darker your skin in Mexico, the more trouble you have with lighter skinned Mexicans.
Oh, there's a pecking order.
There's a social pecking order, a caste system, and they separate based on the degree of color that you possess.
Right.
Because, you know, there aren't that many out and out white people. So it's from brown to black and all the shades in between. And you're judged based on what shade you are.
Now, a lot of the people she did speak to were in Mexico City. Maybe that being a large city, it may not be as prevalent as it's in the outer parts of Mexico, you know, the kind of racism we're talking about.
How come they didn't have time? This is a very long story, 7 pages when you print it out. Right? They have no time to explain to us how she was discriminated against. Like, that didn't make the cut. And secondly, how are you 39 years old and you don't know who you are? She gets up in the morning, looks in the mirror, and it's, who am I? What? I don't recognize myself. What does that mean? She doesn't know who she is. 39 years. Hey, it's half over, lady. What?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through the story to see if I can get in. Now she's interviewing other people here. And again, most of them are in Mexico. Oh, some are in Costa Rica. They apparently...
Listen, this other one.
People in Costa Rica.
Davia Shannon has become a full-time Blacksit evangelist.
Oh.
A Blacksit evangelist?
Right, and this Norwegian woman I mentioned, the one with the healing ceremonies, she's been unlearning many of American traits, namely materialism, the impulse to constantly be achieving. I think that's more what it's about than America's racist. She's just one of these free spirits.
It's even nuttier. Shannon has been boosting Puerto Viejo to her 40,000 Instagram
followers. Yeah,
that's
in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Right. She launched an annual music festival and is creating a retreat center where, get this, any melanated person.
Oh.
That's what she's calling people of color, that melanated, because they have more melanin in their skin. That's what gives you the color.
Melanated.
Melanated, who's gone through the same traumatic experience that most of us have gone through, can come and just be for 6 months to a year. So the other lady doesn't know who she is. This one is making a retreat center for other people who don't know who they are, and they can come and just be. I don't know. What do you do when you just be? You sit and you stare? What are you doing? I'm just being. The hell? This is a feature story on the front page of the LA Times today.
The last woman she profiles is Teresa Owens, a 54-year-old who spent her career as a station agent with the Bay Area Rapid Transit. She moved to Costa Rica. But again, no specific examples. It's just, I don't want to live like the author James Baldwin said, visible in the face of every cop, every boss, everybody in the United States. Oh. Good luck. I mean, these people may end up coming back.
I don't care where they live, but putting the spotlight on people who clearly have other issues.
They may have other personality, right?
There's other things going on.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere. The iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we had a lot of good stuff today. We had the... let me see. We had the Consul General of Israel to the Pacific Southwest. Did we not? We had our 3-part series of LA Times racism stories on bird watching. And
we talked to LA County Deputy DA Eric Sadal, who's running for George Gascon's job.
Pointing out that Gascon's in bed with the Democratic Socialists of America who support Hamas.
Mm.
All right, so that's a lot of good stuff.
All right. You probably heard the update is a lot of money's been raised for Mary Lou Retton, the Olympic gold medalist. And she was everywhere during her day there in the 80s, the gymnast. She is fighting for her life. She apparently has a very rare form of pneumonia for over a week now, and she's not breathing on her own. According to her family and friends, she has no medical insurance. So they did a fundraiser. It's raised already over $278,000.
There was not a whole lot of detail to this story, but she was 16 and she was the biggest, most famous athlete coming out of the 84 Olympics.
Definitely. And on the Wheaties box everywhere for years. Right?
Lots of commercial endorsements, lots of media opportunities.
That smile, right?
Yeah, right. Because she was 16. She was cute.
Man, she's only 55 now.
Right. She's only 55. How do you end up without health insurance? How does that happen?
Usually, I'm not sure what she's done. She received roles in some TV shows and movies. She served on a couple of boards, but I don't know.
Usually you can ride that comfortably for a long, long time.
Yeah, Olympics?
Coaching? So? I mean, you get into coaching. I mean, you shouldn't end up without health insurance. I mean, she was the most famous gymnast at the time. You would think that expertise alone means people would pay to hear her talk, be instructed by her.
Be a consultant, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, there's been...
I don't know anything about her finances. It's just maybe she didn't believe in having medical insurance.
I would think...
What about Obamacare?
Every girl gymnast in the country would love to hear her talk.
Yeah. Hear her talk about her experiences and her
give
knowledge.
Instructions or sell books about it or videos or online. I don't know. That's amazing that happened. Conway's here.
Hey now, the Dodgers look to sweep Arizona tonight.
Is that right?
Something like that.
Is this the reversal report?
Maybe getting that story wrong. But they got, when they say it's a must win? I think tonight qualifies.
Tonight qualifies.
Yes, definitely must win.
You're down two games to none, yes. And a five-game series, yes.
Right. Is the fifth game back here?
Yes.
Eric, is it back here? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the fifth game. And then we have a magnitude.
That's because they got home field advantage. They would have the fifth.
Oh, that's great. Well,
didn't do any good.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Not the first two games.
They were down 9-0 in the second inning.
Yeah, what's the advantage of that?
Beat on the poor Dodgers, why don't you?
All right, magnitude 2.9.
But the games, is the game on much later after you're done?
Yeah, it's on tonight.
Starts at 9?
10:30.
10? 10:30.
They're delaying it.
It's tape delayed in Los Angeles.
It comes on after Mo.
Okay, after Mo too.
Actually... I recommend to everybody to tape it and start watching it tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Oh, thank you.
Ding dong.
Let me
you.
Once again remind everybody our podcast will be up right after 4 if you'd like to.
That's great. magnitude 2.9 earthquake shakes the San Gabriel area. That was a big barn burner for some people who live in that area. Yeah. And then we also have the, there's the Powerball. Powerball is tonight.
Tonight, yes.
$1 million.
I bought a ticket again.
$1,750,000,000. You imagine that?
You bought, how many did you buy?
$20, which is 10 tickets or $10
tickets.
Each.
All right. Yeah, I bought.
10 chances, so yeah, I've really improved my odds.
I bought 20 tickets, but I'm in 9 pools. I got
pools.
Oh, I'm at all over the place. I got a towel on half the day. But I put the same ticket in for the different pools. Uh-huh. And if I win, that's going to be tough to
explain. Oh, you pick your numbers, huh?
No, but I buy a $10 ticket and then I enter it into 9 pools. So I'm part of the 9 pools with my one ticket. When in reality, you should have 10 different tickets to be in 10 different pools.
That's right. You'd want 10 different combinations.
Right. So if I win...
That would improve your chances tenfold.
Right. But I'm cheating the other pools, and I don't like it.
No wonder you lose so much money.
I don't like that.
What kind of system is that?
Oh, man.
I don't
get involved with Conway.
I don't like it. I'm telling you, I don't like it. I feel cheap.
All right. Conway's coming
up. Big dog.
Numbers tonight.
Crush. You're winning tonight, buddy.
Dodgers and the lotto. Let's go.
Crusher is the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.